HarperCollins presents Raven Smith's Trivial Pursuits by Raven Smith, read by Raven Smith. Rather than a dedication, it's more fitting to start with two apologies. Firstly to my mum, on account of how much I talk about my cock, and secondly to my husband, on account of how much I talk about his. A Trivial Pursuit. Forrest Gump was wrong. Life is nothing like a box of chocolates. It's more like drunk biting into a kebab on the night bus. You're trying to Jay Rayner the different flavour profiles, but they're mashed between pitta and the top deck swirling while you grip your door key between your knuckles, refusing to black out before your stop. Is that a curl of doner meat or a piece of napkin you've hungry caterpillared? Like a kebab, our lives have countless ingredients. The dominant flavours and hidden additives are interlocking codependent parts like a 30th birthday Amiga. Disparate life stuff vies for our attention, like listening to three podcasts and a voice note as the sound of dial-up internet reverberates backwards on the Sonos. There's a consensus that life and death and kids really do matter, but we've also Googled beach sandals and healing crystals and carbs in a mango. These things matter too, but in a different way to voter fraud or organised religion or melting ice caps. Those little pots of chunked parmesan at Whole Foods feel a touch frivolous when compared to famine. The Pizza Express dough balls don't cancel out genocide. Having to queue too long at a bar boils my piss, but gin and tonic is a welcome distraction from our current political hell. The small things are inconsequential, but we chase them, our trivial pursuits. It's helpful to think of life as a Monet, a canvas layered with splodgy strokes, a masterpiece and a big old mess. There's just a lot of stuff to consider. Your height, your weight, your genes... your education, your privilege, your subscription to the New Yorker. Can you still eat avocados? Can you still eat salmon? Can you still drink tap water or Aperol or probiotic yogurt? Ottolenghi, EasyJet, immigration. Joni Mitchell, the McCanns, Kim Kardashian. Hashtag MeToo and the 5-2. Microbeads in the sea. A starving polar bear on a splinter of iceberg. Can you be a good person if you don't devote your life to Greenpeace? Can you be a good person without an asylum seeker in your spare bedroom? Can you be a good person and still judge the dresses at the Met Gala? Is pink back? Is pink woke? Is pink naff because it got woke and then we ruined it? How do you even pronounce Moet? Are we running out of time? Are we running out of resources? Are we running out of waitresses because of Brexit? Life's torrential downpour of stuff, dust bunnies under your bed and piles up on the surface like Miss Havisham's attic. And are you engaging with it all, or just scrolling down the feed liking pics? Are you actually getting happier, or just less anxious? Are you making a good indelible mark on this planet, or leaving a cavernous carbon footprint? Are you the change you want to see in the world, or do you just tweet about it? Are you a muggle, commuting through life with your eyes down on today's paper? Are you a messiah preaching the gospel, or an obedient disciple? And when you finally get to the pearly gates of heaven, will that one viral tweet count for or against your entry? Modern life is rubble, shingle from the bottom of the sea brought in by the tide. We comb the beach ascribing value to each discovery. Whether that's eating McDonald's or living vegan, Donna Tartt or emojis, David Hockney or Zoella, being healthy or being thin. These are the trivialities we chase, our aspirations outside of having kids and not dying. We pursue these trifles that are both souffle light and anvil heavy. At times they're as mundane as a Uniqlo sock. At others they're as dizzying as a diamond earring. We're riddled with choices like a gangrenous leg, but we don't have to be binary between the profound or the irrelevant. They coexist. These things have meaning, but they are also meaningless, overshadowed by genuine disasters. Each decision we make is a self-portrait, but like the Elizabethans, we commission painters to make us look better. We don't choose stuff for who we are, but more for who we want to be, perusing a life we see as successful. In most cases, trivial pursuits aren't a conscious act by the participant. They're a complex, invisible system of influence like the mafia. A quiet prompt steers us from the periphery of our vision. Like most fairy tales, this book is based on a simple conceit. Everything in your life is trivial, but also has enough meaning to pursue. The small stuff is straw, but like Rumpelstiltskin, the straw is also the gold. Take shoes, for example. If you see a pair of shoes online, you might ask yourself, do I want these shoes? It's innocuous enough. But within this question, you're like Cinderella.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?